Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
10, and this time next week, family time will be at an all-time high, as you know, but how can we keep ourselves amused between all the present giving and stuffing our faces and occasional and unwelcome tension in the family in an age where the screen is king? Board games have somehow bucked the trend. Bookerooed the trend, with their sales going up 15% a year since 2010. And Morris Doyle is from the toy shop Banba, you know it well, in Dublin city centre, and he's managed to escape the madness of the last-minute shoppers to join us in studio and tell us about what board games will bring the families together, or indeed tear them apart this Christmas. Morris, good morning.
Morning, Ryan.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
How's things going in Banba? Are you busy?
Yeah, very busy at the moment. It's building up to the final countdown now at the moment.
What's causing the most pain, fear and horror?
Well, the big one this year, I suppose, everybody's looking for is the Snow Glow Elsa.
Yeah.
And We're in talks with Santa's elves, so we're hoping that we'll have some more in stock by the weekend.
By the weekend, okay. Well, that's going to be very important because a lot of people will be hoping that they're going to be around the place.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, well, listen, board game renaissance is happening. What's flying off the shelves?
The usual ones like the Monopolies, the Connect Fours, Cluedos, things like that, you know, like MB games are very strong. There is one particular Irish one, the 30 Seconds, Woodland Games down in Cork.
Oh, good. A lot of these are made in Ireland, I know.
Yeah. Well, MB is based down in Waterford.
Yeah.
So, you know, they would produce a lot of games there for Irish companies, like Woodland Games in Cork itself. It's produced in the MB factory for Woodland Games.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's been very, very popular. It's one of our most popular games.
30 seconds. And how does 30 seconds work?
Well, basically, you get a card with a number of questions on it.
Yeah.
Say there's five questions. I have to let you, you know, you have to guess what is on the question on the card. Five questions, you have 30 seconds to answer five questions.
Yeah.
And basically, you roll a dice. If you get the five questions right, if your dice rolls two, you take two from five, and then you move three places.
Okay.
So it's one of those quick.
Quick fire. So you need to get as many questions on the card answered in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's Irish. And are the questions Irish?
Most of them are, yeah. A lot of them are Irish-based. Majority of them.
Can you give
Irish
us a little based. Example of maybe some of the questions?
Okay, yeah, if you just take one.
There's a couple of cards there. Have a go with that and see what happens.
Okay.
Oh, you've got it. It comes with a...
A little timer.
Little sound, yes. The sounds of time moving there, the egg timer.
Coincidentally...
Go on.
I have one here. Right, let's see. I'm talking to him at the moment.
Oh, I have to guess the question.
Yeah, no, you have to guess the answer.
You get the answer.
Okay.
Ryan Tuberty?
Correct.
It's a question on the card. Oh, come on.
That's it, yeah. A famous... sorry, in France, in Paris.
Eiffel Tower? Notre Dame? An Arc de Triomphe?
That's correctly.
Okay,
big computer game. Little guy
Pac-Man.
Goes down. Pac-Man, exactly. Hair care products.
Shampoo?
Not that I need.
You're okay,
yeah.
Shampoo?
Made by a specific company.
Because I'm worth it. L'Oreal?
L'Oreal,
no.
Exactly, yeah. American actor?
Yeah, George Clooney?
No.
Brad Pitt? Tom Cruise?
Like a pecker?
Woody Woodpecker?
No, but
Gregory Peck.
No. First word was right. First word was right.
Gregory?
No.
Woody. Harrelson. Woody.
Okay.
Woody Allen.
That's it. Correct.
So, she helped me. Grace helped me. Okay. Outside, okay. Right.
So that's basically.
That's cool. I like that game. I want to play that. I'm bringing that to my mum's house on Christmas. That's great. Okay. Good stuff. And it's kind of simple. So
it is a simple game. Like just simple rules, easy to do.
Now I see the you mentioned Monopoly. I know in there's a demand for the Adventure Time version of Monopoly in my house, and there's also an interest in the credit card version of the game, so what they're doing is they're re-energizing the brand.
Bringing it into the 21st century and so forth, adding electronics into it, electronic banking, of course, you know. So,
yeah, but it does make sense. I can understand why they would do such a thing. And Monopoly's a terrible game for the rows, though.
It is. Well,
it's on forever.
I was saying to one of the girls earlier on that we had a guy in that would refuse to buy Monopoly because his mother would want to be the banker and she just robbed the bank all the time, and it just created.
Could you imagine? Some programs and that the dad used to take the money, you know, from the, because he was really mean and it was kind of robbing. They always knew he was going to be a problem because he was literally robbing the bank. Cluedo again, like you can have the Simpsons Cluedo, can't you?
Standard
Cluedo and kids Cluedo.
But still, people come back and look for the original Cluedo.
That's it. See, that's it. You can, or you can't go wrong. And Connect Four is there. I was playing Guess Who quite a lot recently as well.
Okay,
and
that's one of the big ones. And they've produced a junior version as well, sort of for kids.
To keep
well.
It nice and easy with the animals' faces that's and all it, that. Exactly. Yeah, I played that too. Okay, now we have Aidan Gillen of Game of Thrones on tonight.
Right.
And this is the board game, second edition.
Yes.
So, I mean, is this kind of the Dungeons and Dragons? Is this kind of high-end nerdy geeky
stuff? It is, yeah. It would take a couple of hours, you know, if you want to, you know, you don't do it during your lunch break. You need a few hours to play that one. You know, that's
so the Game of Thrones family
yeah.
will you know, those who watch it together will love this between Stephen's Day and New Year's Day.
You can choose which family you want to be, and you know, the stronger the family, the more you know, the better the advantage that you would have in the game. But that's where you use your cunning and your scheming to win your battles.
It's such a franchise, isn't it? The Game of Thrones.
It's really.
So that's that going on there. So what's Settlers of Catan?
Yeah, that's really started off really as a cult game. It was very difficult to get a few years ago. It's a modular game, so the pieces of the board are little hexagonal shapes, so you can place them around, and it sort of, you know, it creates a different game every time. The idea is your settlers on the island of Catan, they either live in woodlands or down by the coast or in mountainous areas, and they trade with one another, or they barter their products. Like the guy that would be living near the sea might barter his fishing and his fish for the guy who lives in the woods for wood to build a settlement.
Okay.
And then you know, the more you can build roads which can allow you to move along and trade with different settlements.
Yeah.
And basically the idea is for you to take over as many of the settlements as you can.
All right, okay. And that started off as you say, a cult sort of game.
A German producer first came out in, I think it was 1995, and it sold over 15 million copies.
Has it really?
Yeah, really, really.
Okay, and again, it's kind of, it's got that jigsaw feel to it, but obviously with it.
And you can buy expansion packs and things like that for it as well.
Have you tried playing?
I've tried playing it.
Okay. I noticed the word tried in there.
It's quick enough. Like, I mean, you can play probably within an hour and a half, but it's difficult enough to...
It's complicated. Sort of, so it's not one of those straightforward ones for all the family.
Yeah, probably
like
age 10 or something like that.
Upwards. Yeah. Okay. We have TV shows, of course, becoming board games. So what have we got? Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
How do you play Breaking Bad?
It's a very difficult one. That one hasn't taken off. That one hasn't reached us yet.
Okay.
Basically, it's an adult game as well, so it'll be more adult orientated, not for a sort of Santa's list.
Oh, I see. Okay, what you mean? It's a bit more complicated than that. So it's a bit more body and language and scenes. Yeah. Okay, so it could be like an 18s game if
that's
you have
it,
such a thing.
Yep.
Okay, they want us to have another go at the 30 seconds. So you've got another card.
Another card there. Okay.
Let's see. So you have to. You've got the answer to the question. No,
okay. I have the answer. I'm going to give you guesses, and you have to come up with the answer.
Okay.
Okay. It was on a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night, had a lot of toys.
Late Toy Show.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Let's see, one of the more fun-loving members of the British royal family.
Harry.
Yeah,
Prince
exactly.
Harry, yeah.
Let's see, his wife nearly has become more famous for...
Victoria Beckham?
No. Yeah, American, keeping up with...
Hillary Clinton, keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, her husband.
Oh, who's she married to? Kanye West?
Kanye West.
Yes.
Okay. Was a famous warrior way back. He got shot with an arrow in the ankle and Achilles, yeah. Let's see, she's a singer, American, 1970s, married to Ike.
Tina Turner,
exactly. Well done.
Can I try one on you then?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have your description abilities, but this is a great game. Can we do another one? Yeah, we'll do another. Okay, random card. So 30 seconds, start now. They're a football team, Busby.
Manchester United.
Yeah, all right. It's you'll be eating it on Christmas.
Pudding.
Big Bird.
Turkey.
Nice one. Sang Born to Run.
Bruce Springsteen.
Not Born, sorry, got the completely wrong one. He didn't sing. It's Summer of 69.
Brian Adams?
Yes, exactly. Was a humpback, loved Notre Dame Cathedral.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Quasimodo.
Very good. She was in Big Brother, she was a big girl who caused a lot of controversy and then died of cancer, very sadly. She was her name was... it's not a baddie, it's a...
Yeah, no, Jane Goody.
Yeah, Jane Goody. Sorry, that's good. That's really good. Do you want to do another one?
If you've had the time.
Ready? Let's do another one. Okay, and then you can do one of me. Go. What have we got? It's where Father Ted and all that gang lived.
Craigie Island.
Well done. It's the international police force.
Interpol.
Well done. It's about a girl who is not pretty, apparently, but is kind of...
Coyote ugly?
No, but she's a girl with glasses, and everyone says her second name, it's a girl's name, so it's not pretty, it's...
Ugly Betty.
Yes. It's a bookshop in town, not in Ireland anymore, but it was all over London.
And Witherspoon?
Not quite Witherspoons, but exactly the same side vibe. Okay, go on. She's the head of the Chernobyl Ireland fund, and you helped out.
Christina Noble?
The other one, which is close. Adie Roach. And Waterstones.
Waterstones.
I really enjoyed
it. I think I was thinking of a pub.
You were, Witherspoon. But you were in the right... You're absolutely in the right zone. Okay, so let's. I think we should all get that for Christmas, because I think we'd have great fun with that. I'm definitely sorting that out for Christmas for my time. That's called, by the way, 30 Seconds. It's Irish.
It's Irish.
We like that one. Simon's back out. Never liked Simon.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Memory game?
No, my nerves. I couldn't handle the nerves of forgetting.
Right.
It was too much pressure.
Okay. Well, this one's a new version as well. It's more advanced that, you know.
It's more like the bop it.
Just as well as pressing the buttons, you have to swipe it. So press a button to start. Okay, just leave it a sec. Now, press that button. You must have had the swipe.
Oh, it's a swipe, okay. So that's Simon. Never a fan of Simon, because it's just, as I said, but it's still hugely popular.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
They're loving that. We have Despicable Me versions of Monopoly. Operation still going
in? Yeah, still going very strong again, and the Despicable Me version of that as well.
And that's all going on too. Okay, what else should we be aware of? Like Elephant.
Yes, that's one for the kids.
What's that now?
It's a little elephant. Elephant. with its trunk and little battery. His trunk blows air out, and out of his trunk come a load of little butterflies. So the kids go around with nets and catch as many butterflies as they can.
That's cute.
It's pure and simple, and it's a great. The kids have to chase the elephants around the place.
So it's straightforward in that way. Here's Peppa Pig. Now, Peppa's always popular. This looks like a card game. Oh, it's the headbands
as well.
It's
the headbands one, yeah.
So what
so basically the kids put on their character, whether it be Peppa or Lammy, and whatever their corresponding headband is, as they pull out cards and turn them over. They have different colour headbands as well. So if the colour is on the card, the person with the corresponding colour can rob that card by shouting out, like, well, if it's Lammy, they shout ba ba. If it's Peppa Pig, it's oink oink.
That's cute. And then the headbands and everything. That's really cute. I like that. Adults do that sometimes when they're hammered with people's names. It's a totally different game altogether. The games that not exactly board games, but return to arts and crafts this year. What's running out the door?
Okay, well, the usual top model range of books and things like that, where kids can design fashion jewellery, fashion clothes, hairstyles. The nail and makeup sets are very, very popular. Again, going back to the loom bands craze, the crazy loom is still a big
Blingles,
one.
Blingles, I know.
Blingles, still very popular. Anything that really making jewellery and makeup.
Okay, good. Now, are jigsaws selling at all? Are they?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. There is a great range of jigsaws available in the shop, but adults, children. We find a lot more older adults will buy them for the younger kids.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of kids coming in now and buying them themselves. So it's a thing that the older generation are sort of getting the younger generation back into it.
And they're enjoying it. Really, that's great. And yeah. You just need the time, and it's fun when you get it right. Okay, Simon is back, says a text. Had it as a child. Loved it. One of my kids would get one from Santa, but it's mine. Really? Can you name the game of the questions again? It's called 30 Seconds. I'm Rian Drogheda. That's what you're looking for. Please talk about Ticket to Ride, best board game. I've never heard of that, so I don't know. Can you ask, do you have Junior Cranium in stock in Bandai? Kerry wants to know.
Yeah, we've a few of them left in stock at the moment. It's one, again, that has been extremely popular.
Really? Junior Cranium?
Junior Cranium, some of them brain games that kids answer questions, that science, the end of things, but it is very, very good.
All right, good. Do you have Platmobile Falcon Knight Castle?
No.
No is the answer to that.
Playmobile.
Playmobil came in as Platt, but you're out of them.
I'm
packing up some old board games that were thrown aside in favour of gadgets over the last few Christmases.
Keep the board games.
I might be mean. Keep them.
Keep them. Yeah,
they'll never lose their value. And there will be some day, and you'll sit there going, I kind of wouldn't mind playing that. I mean, we're doing nothing. I'm sick of TV. Let's fix this.
Yeah,
so that could work.
Definitely.
That could work. Okay, we'll leave it there, Mars. Thanks so much for coming in to see us.
Cheers, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
I enjoyed that. You're very good, by the way, at 30 seconds.
Oh, thanks very much.
I have to say, it's a skill. Happy Christmas to you and your
family.
Don't
know how I did it.
No, it was great. Very impressive. Mars Doyle of Bamba Games joining us live in studio this morning.